Good morning. It's time for our K-State Research and Extension Report. Joining us today is Meredazine Extension District Agriculture and Natural Resources Agent specializing in crop production and horticulture, Caitlin Barthol. Good morning, Caitlin.
Good morning.
Crop production and horticulture, and you're going to talk about actually two of my favorites, although I've had success with neither one, onions and tomatoes.
Yeah, I thought about sharing just some quick tips on how to successfully grow those. I mean, those are kind of the two most popular ones. When you talk to people, they're like, oh, yeah, we got some onions, or oh, yeah, we got some tomatoes growing. So we are extension horticulture specialists on campus. Mr. Ward Upham sent out a little tidbit on how to make sure you can get those to grow pretty well in our area. So it's not going to be too long, but a little short and sweet, and hopefully you can use this to grow some pretty good onions and tomatoes. So I'll jump right in there. So on onions, right now, if people aren't crying about their onions now, it's probably because they're slicing them in the kitchen. So right now is the time of the year that onions grow and they develop, and they can develop pretty rapidly. So, of course, right now, doing some regular watering. We've had some showers in the area, but just make sure you don't let that soil get too dry. So doing kind of some regular watering, and then, of course, some light fertilization will kind of be very helpful to maximize the growth. So if the soils tend to be alkaline, and this is kind of what our area kind of is, they do suggest that you can put down some ammonium sulfate, which is a 2100 blend for a fertilizer at the rate of half a cup per 10 feet of row. When I said that 2000, that number combination refers to the rates of nitrogen, phosphorus, and potassium that are contained in that fertilizer. So you could use, ammonium sulfate, or you could use a regular lawn fertilizer, such as something that has numbers like 2955 or 2733 or something very similar to that. But if you use a lawn fertilizer, only use about a third of a cup per 10 feet a row. And also a big thing, make sure that lawn fertilizer does not have any weed preventer or weed killer included, because those they won't be very good for your onions. And then if you do want to use a fertilizer, sprinkle the fertilizer 2 to 3 inches alongside the row and then go ahead and lightly water it in. But one thing to keep in mind, do not fertilize those onions after they start to bulb. I mean, they've already grown enough to where they really don't need that fertilizer, and we don't want you guys kind of wasting your money on it. And also, as the onions develop, keep in mind as much as 2/3 of that bulb can actually remain out of the soil. So it's okay if you see some of that onion bulb coming out of the soil. That is normal, and there's no need to cover the bulb with soil. So just kind of keep those tidbits in mind regarding the onions, and then switching over to tomatoes. I know tomatoes are a big garden favorite. My mom and my sister both can go out there, and especially with those cherry tomatoes, they just pick them off and eat them. I can't quite do that. Now, if you cut it up and put it in salsa, oh, yeah, I love my tomatoes. But one thing that tomatoes actually really like and can benefit from is actually mulching, as long as the soils are warm enough and the soils aren't saturated with water. Mulch actually really, really provides a good level of, they suppress the weeds. They keep that soil temperature pretty moderate, kind of around the temperatures that tomato needs. And then they also help prevent a formation of hard crust on the soil. Crusted soils actually restrict air movement, and they can slow down water infiltration rate. So doing some mulch really, really helps those tomato plants out. So what type of mulch you can use? Hay and straw are the most popular and are very popular for tomatoes. Although you got to keep in mind, sometimes they may contain weed or volunteer grain seeds. So just kind of keep that in mind. If you do use hay or straw mulch, you can, if you have a whole bunch of grass clippings, you can use that as mulch, but should be applied in a very thin layer, like I'm talking only 2 to 3 inches thick. And then also, if you are using grass clippings from your lawn, and if that lawn was treated with any type of weed killer, don't use those clippings until some time has passed. Probably don't use those clippings until you've done like a, a third or fourth, at least a fourth time mowing after that treatment has been used, just because that weed killer can kind of, you just don't want that in your plants and in your garden. Those are just kind of some key tips so you guys can hopefully grow some pretty yummy onions and tomatoes.
Well, you've given me some new hope. The last straw for me growing tomatoes was when, A, my husband weed-eatered down all but one of the plants. B, a hailstorm came along and knocked off all but one of the blossoms of that one remaining plant. It turned into a tomato the size of my fist. It was beautiful. It was almost that perfect shade of red. I decided tomorrow is going to be sandwich day. And that night a tree fell on it, mashed it right into the ground.
Oh, man.
I said many horrible things about the ancestry and potential descendants of the plant, and I have not tried to grow tomatoes since. But you've given me some good ideas. I think I'm going to try putting them into practice one more time.
All right. Well, I hope you do. To me, tomatoes are, like I said, I don't like going out and grabbing them and popping them into my mouth. But you know what? If you do some salsa, or better yet, my family and I will do chili sauce out of our tomatoes.
Yeah,
and,
or spaghetti sauce.
In the winter time,
all of
that is just so yummy. So yeah, I very much appreciate the onions and the tomatoes.
Well, fingers crossed. We'll see what we come up with. Thank you very much for the helpful hints, and we'll see where they take us. Tune in tomorrow morning at 6:40 for Frontier Extension District 4-H Youth Development Agent Jessica Florey.